The TV show Star Trek Enterprise is headed for the final frontier, eternal reruns, unless the show's fans have anything to say about it. Around the world, in Los Angeles, New York, Germany, England, Israel, Trekkers are holding rallies aimed at keeping the show in the here and now. Their campaign also includes a full-page ad in the Los Angeles Times and fundraising efforts to pay for the show. NPR's Margot Adler has more.
In Los Angeles, several hundred stood outside Paramount this morning to show their love of Star Trek Enterprise, like Jessica Campbell.
I love Enterprise. I love Star Trek. It's a great show. It has great morals. It's a family show, and I love watching it with my mom.
Enterprise, the fifth Star Trek show, is in its fourth season. UPN has decided to drop the show in May. Ratings have been down. But fans who believe the show is having its best season ever are organizing.
It's hopeful, nice show. It makes us basically believe that the future is going to be wonderful.
Here in New York, 6 inches of snow didn't stop computer programmer Anya Rapoport and 15 other people from showing up in Rockefeller Center at 7:30 this morning with signs. Jonathan Hamm, an operating room nurse, says Trekkers are raising money.
As of 1:30 this morning, it was like $42,220.
But you're looking for $32 million, right?
Well, yeah.
Sort of hard.
If that strategy falls flat, fans want to convince the Sci-Fi Channel to take the show. Protests saved the original Star Trek, the one with Captain Kirk back in 1968. But John Ordover, former editor of the Star Trek line at Pocket Books, says every TV show cancellation gets a protest these days. It won't work anymore.
I think it would be a good idea if Star Trek took a break for a little while. And they sat down and thought about what Star Trek's place is in the 21st century.
And then updated it. But Enterprise fans like Jonathan Hamm disagree.
I don't think this franchise needs a break. It's kind of like telling Pepsi-Cola, why don't you take a break and let Coca-Cola take over?
Michelle Eric Green, who reviews Enterprise episodes for the website Trek Today, says UPN has been succeeding with new shows marketed to women, and Enterprise no longer fits into that marketing strategy. UPN almost canceled the show last year, but decided to wait until the show reached 100 episodes, which many say is the magic number for successful syndication.
I really did not expect a fifth season, even if the ratings had gone up this year.
What's clear from seeing these fans in the cold today, these are not the old Trekkers with costumes and pointy ears. Ages today range from 20s to 50s, different ethnic groups, races, and professions. Jonathan Hamm says the geeks have grown up.
It's time to get away with the old stereotype and let's show the real fans that are out there, not the ones that are, you know, living in mom's basement, because, you know, I don't think that happens that much anymore.
It's said that there's a Star Trek show on the air every minute of every day somewhere in the world, giving its optimistic view of the future. It makes you think whatever happens to this show, Star Trek will survive. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.